welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And here's a thought for today. We farmers in Scotland always think that our friends who farm on the continent have got life sorted and things are pretty good. Well, spare a thought for Denmark, where pig farmers are going out of business faster than they are in the UK. And the same applies in Holland as well. Dairy farming is actually in a worse state than the UK and Denmark. And coupled to all that, they're now facing a possible fat tax being put on all red meat. Now, who's got any complaints about farming in Scotland? But back to today, and my guest is Jock Gibson. He's manager of Macbeth's Butchers in Forest, and he's been spearheading a new scheme to trace your beef from field to plate.
We grow our own beef, rear our own beef on our own farm, and we want to be able to tell the consumer about that. And we had it very proudly written up on our website and everything like that. We're telling customers, and the Scottish Government basically came across it and told us we weren't allowed to do it anymore. The only way we could do it was by going through complicated traceability legislation to get the whole process certified.
When you say complex traceability legislation, what would that have involved?
You get a whole carcass of beef in, and at the end of it, you put out a steak, and you have to trace that all the way back. And it's not as though every time you cut a beast up, it's uniform. You're doing it in different ways each time. And to try and get that traceability all the way through the food chain is really quite difficult.
Right, so an awful lot of red tape involved there. How have you simplified it? What have you done?
Basically, what we've done is gone back, right back to first principles. Black marker pen and a labelling gun. Every time we cut a bit of beef, and if it goes into another bag, we literally just put a label on it, and it corresponds to the ear tag number.
So everything is traced back to the animal's ear tag?
Absolutely. So with each animal, you get a passport, and all the information that we want to use is on that passport. There's more information on that passport than there is on a human passport. We know its mother, its father, when it was born, breed, absolutely everything about that animal. We're quite proud of the fact people ask us where our beef comes from, and we can almost give them a six-figure grid reference as to where they last stood. Yeah. And so we want to be able to use that information.
So there you go, common sense rules at last. And Jock Gibson and Macbeth's Butchers in Forest have finally got Scottish Government approval for what he's doing, and he's opened the door for others to do the same. But that's it for today from MFR Farming. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.